For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. In a little over a month, Kentucky lawmakers will meet in Frankfort for a special session devoted to drawing new legislative redistricting maps based upon the latest U.S. Census data. This has been a difficult procedure for lawmakers. One plan they approved was thrown out by the state Supreme Court last year, and during this year's General Assembly, a plan passed by the House was rejected by the Senate. We're going to speak now with a lawmaker from our listening area with a big stake in the redistricting effort. C.B. Embry Jr. is a Republican House member who represents Butler and Grayson counties and part of Hardin County. The plan passed by House Democrats earlier this year put him in a newly drawn district alongside two other GOP incumbents, Michael Meredith of Edmondson County and Jim DeCesare of Warren County. We asked Mr. Embry if he thinks the plan approved in next month's special session will ultimately combine those three incumbents again in that same district.
I think the plan will be very similar to the two plans that have been brought forward earlier. I think there is also the possibility, I hope this doesn't happen, but that the passage of the redistricting plan might again be unconstitutional and wind up in the courts. If that should happen, I think the courts will draw the lines rather than the General Assembly.
Do you think there's any chance that the maps don't put you, Representatives Meredith and DeCesare, in the same district like the ones that were rejected by the Senate?
There's always a chance, but that would surprise me if that change occurred. I'm expecting it to be very similar to the two earlier proposals.
Have you been told anything by House or Senate Republican leadership regarding their negotiating strategy during next month's special session? In particular, what, if anything, they think they might be able to do to prevent having you and Mr. DeCesare and Mr. Meredith in that same district?
They will propose an alternate plan. I have not seen it. I will see it Monday when I'm in Frankfort. However, I do not expect that plan to get consideration.
Let me ask you your thoughts about redistricting. You said that you thought that maybe the courts would do it. Is this the way redistricting should be done in the first place by lawmakers, do you think? As I understand it, I think some states have independent panels that do it. What are your thoughts about this?
It's debatable. There's those who support both plans. I think most legislators would prefer to do it themselves, but there are those who think the courts would do it more fairly. And, of course, you know, that's yet to be seen. I don't know if that would be the case or not. It might be.
And, Representative, if the new redistricting maps that come out of next month's special session and are signed, if they're signed into law by Governor Beshear, if those maps do, in fact, place you and Representatives DeCesare and Meredith in the same district, what are you going to do?
I will be looking at how the Senate district boundaries turn out. And before I would make any decision what I would do, I would need to know the final boundaries of both the House and the Senate. I do not believe in the end, no matter how things turn out, that all three of us will be in that race.
We've been speaking about Kentucky's ongoing legislative redistricting efforts with C.B. Embry Jr., a Kentucky House Republican from Butler County. He spoke to us from his home in Morgantown. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.